Half of the rain's retreat is over already, yeah? Only 6 weeks until we, you know, celebrate, you know, and months pass by, and every month that passed by, we are months closer to our death. Yeah? Every day that passes by and we don't put the utmost effort in our practice, yeah? It's a waste of a day, yeah? It's a waste of our time. Normally here in the monastery, I mean, in the pansa and outside of the pansa, there's not much difference, yeah? In the morning, you know, we start, yeah? Hopefully, you know, 3 o'clock, I mean, the gong, you know, so we get up, you know, and we practice until there's pindapat, arm throat, you know, or and then the meal. After that, we clean up, we clean up our bowl or the dishes, yeah? And then we go back to our trunkam path, to a walking path, you know, and then sit and walk and sit and walk, yeah, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah? Or 3:30, yeah? When they're sweeping, and then we sweep, you know, and then take a shower, yeah? Have a little drink, hot drink or cold drink, yeah? A little bit of panna, yeah? And then we go back, you know, and practice and practice, yeah? Walking and walking and not talking. While we do panna, not talking, you know, we are not interested how this person is doing or that person is doing. We are interested how we are doing, you know, we constantly have sati, you know, what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing is. Yeah? That is our practice, yeah? And then the practice of when we do walking meditation or sitting meditation is to make the mind calm. And in order to make the mind calm, I mean, we have to chuck out, you know, all the thoughts that come up, all the memories that come up. Yeah? But we believe our memories, we believe our thoughts, and that is where the problem starts. Yeah? Because then we are distracted. Yeah? Oh, where does this thought come from? Or why does this memory come out now? Yeah. It just passed by, you know, and cloud comes, you know, and cloud passes by, you know, it has nothing to do with us, yeah? A thought arises and a thought ceases, a memory arises and a memory ceases, yeah? So, we have to use, you know, we can use the principle of anicca, yeah? I mean, arising and ceasing, or we can use the principle of anatta, you know, whatever arises in front of me cannot be me, yeah? It's not me, the Lord Buddha teaches us, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Yeah? Whatever I can feel, yeah? So vedana, yeah? Whatever I can see, this body I can see, I can feel, yeah? It's not me, it's not mine, because who feels it, yeah? The feeling doesn't know what it feels, yeah? So who knows what it feels, yeah? Who knows what is the body, huh? Who knows what is the thought, who knows what is memory. Huh? And in the end, you know, and if we are really good, who knows what is consciousness? Huh? And not consciousness. Huh? So using the principle of anatta can help us in a lot of ways. Yeah? Especially if we struggle with our thoughts or struggle with our memories. Huh? Say there is a thought. Yeah? Huh? I mean, who knows that there is a thought? I mean, we concentrate on the who knows. Yeah? That's a citta, yeah? Who knows that there is a thought? Who knows that there is a feeling? Who knows that there is a body? Who knows that there is consciousness? Who knows that there is a memory? Yeah? Concentrate on the who knows, you know, and, yeah, subject and object, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, this feeling and this memory has nothing to do with us. Yeah? Because it's not the same thing as who knows. I mean, get it, yeah? Get it down to your heart, nah? Not only understand in your brain, yes, and the moment you're confronted with thoughts and memories, you know, I mean, you forget it. You forget it, it is, yeah, you think it is you, because the kilesas, you know, I mean, they are so clever, yeah? Yes, I need to do this, yeah? Who tells me what I need to do, yeah? Who tells me what to think? Who tells me what to worry about it? It's a vicha, ne? It's a mastermind behind everything. In the vicha, you know, the problem of a vicha, it is in our heart and has occupied our heart. Yeah? We don't have any say, yeah? Unless we resist, yeah? Unless we resist the kilesas, and the kilesas are the fans of avijja, yeah? Or you can call them the soldiers of avijja, yeah? The soldiers who keep us in check. And you see how good it is, yeah? How well they keep us in check, yeah? And they form three armies. The soldiers of avijja form three armies. The first two armies are greed and hate. And that is the most thing that we see. Yeah? And behind the armies of greed and hate is delusion. Yeah? The delusion that pushes greed in front of us, or pushes hate in front of us, and all what we see is greed, or all what we see is hate. Yeah, we don't see delusion. Yeah, so we first have to fight these two armies of greed and hatred. Yeah, and where is greed and hatred, yeah, rooted? It's in this body. Everything that concerns greed and hate, you know, has something to do with this body. Yeah? If you don't believe it, investigate it. Yeah? You don't have to believe what I say, but you can investigate it and you will come to the same conclusion. Yeah? Greed and hatred is rooted in this body. Because, yeah, when you look at the stages of enlightenment, the anagami who doesn't come back, you know, into this world, you know, with no body whatsoever, no material body, no fine material body, no body at all, yeah? He doesn't come back. He has overcome greed and hate, yeah? So everything that concerns greed and hate, you know, has something to do with this body. Be it this material body as a human being or as an animal or the fine material bodies, you know, of the ghosts or of the hungry ghosts, you know, of the hell beings in hell or in the beings in heaven, yeah? Has always to do with the body, yeah? So greed and hate, you know, whatever we want, you know, is greed, whatever we dislike is hate, yeah? It's a form of hate, yeah? And that is rooted within the body, and so we have to overcome, yeah? We have to investigate this body inside out, outside in, from top to bottom, from bottom to top, yeah? I mean, we have to investigate and see, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, yeah? And Once we can see it is not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Yeah? Not see it, you know, not see it in the form of understanding. Of course we can understand it, yeah? Huh? I mean, that understanding is taking in the place in the brain. It doesn't take place in the citta. The citta is to understand it in form of knowing. Yeah? And this understanding of form of knowing comes through investigation and only investigation. Yeah? But we cannot do investigation if we cannot have samadhi, yeah? If he cannot concentrate on one point. Yeah? And that is the ability that we have to practice first, to be able to stay at one point, be it the breath or be it the Buddha, whatever. Yeah? And chuck out all these thoughts and these memories that come in. Yeah? So that there is, yeah, in German we say, Ruhe im Karton, you know, I mean there is quiet. Yeah? There's nothing going on, that we just see the breath or just be with the Buddha. Yeah? And then we can start our investigation. Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, take the body apart, yeah? From top to bottom, you know, from bottom to top, from inside, outside, from outside, inside, you know, I mean, displace it, you know, I mean, chuck it up, cut it up, yeah? And then put it in front of you, yeah? And see, you know, I mean, who sees that, you know, these body parts, yeah? Who identifies these body parts? It's the knowingness of the citta, yeah? So, see that the body, yeah? And then, yeah? If you have done that, if you have got this insight, you know, that we are not the body, that the body is the body and the citta is the citta, I mean, then we still need to investigate the body. Huh? It is like, you know, I mean, if we have understood, you know, we are born in the car, we die in the car, and then we assume we are in the car, but then we get out of the car, yeah, but we still love the car. Because, you know, it gives us so much comfort, you know, it gives us a little bit of dukkha because we constantly have to look after this car, yeah? I mean, we have to fill up, you know, with gasoline, just like our body, you know? Every day, you know, we have to fill up with food, yeah? And then we have to relieve the food, yeah? Go to the hongnam, what is it? Go to the toilet, you know, and leave the shit out, you know, the rest of the food, you know, that cannot be processed. Yeah? Yeah, so we have to take care of the body, yeah? Just like we have to take care of the car. But we still like this body. So we have to open it up and see the loathsomeness of the body, yeah? Anybody who opens up the body, yeah, some people, you know, when they see their own blood, you know, I mean, they faint, yeah? And some people, you know, I mean, normally doctors who open up the body for the first time, you know, they also faint, or they throw up because they see, you know, really gross things, yeah? They don't like to see, yeah? I mean, it's a mess of blood and, you know, and veins, you know, and whatever, you know? I mean, just open it up, yeah? I mean, you can do it, you know, without using a real knife. Use a scalpel, you know, and, you know, open up the skin, you know, pull away the skin and see what is underneath, yeah? You don't have to do it really, you know, but your imagination is good enough, yeah? But for this, you know, we have to be focused. We have to be focused on the Buddha, yeah? Or we have to be focused on the breath without, you know, without any thoughts, you know, coming and destroy our samadhi, yeah? Our concentration, yeah? Then we can do investigation. And the clearer the mind is, the better it can stay on one point, yeah? I mean, the better or the deeper the investigation goes, yeah? And the faster we, you know, we come to, yeah? Come to the insight, you know, that, yeah, I mean, we don't like this body. I mean, why did we look, yeah, after this body, yeah? I mean, there's nothing that this body can bring us that we don't have it in ourselves. Yeah? And seeing the greed and hatred that is caused by the body, yeah? And all the dukkha, you know, that is caused by the body. Yeah? Understanding this, yeah? And then, you know, but when we got this inside, then we overcome greed and hate, you know, and then, huh? And then we have to tackle the five higher fetters. Yeah? So, I mean, use the time wisely, you know, put in the effort, to practice, yeah, as much as you can, yeah. And remember, you know, when there are these thoughts and memories constantly, you know, constantly bother us, yeah. I mean, see, there is a thought, there is a feeling, there is a memory. I mean, put it away, put it in front of you. Otherwise, when I say, I'm feeling like this, I mean, it is the end. There's no investigation possible. When you say, I'm the body or I'm the sickness, you know, then there's no investigation possible. But when you say, there's a feeling, then you can investigate the feeling. When you say, there's a thought, you can investigate the thought. When you say, there's a memory, then you can see the memory or investigate the memory. Or even chuck it out, you know, just like you see clouds or you see animals or anything else. You know you're not them. Huh? Remember this, you know, for every moment, you know, I mean, you struggle with these kilesas. They constantly tell us, me, I am this feeling. Yeah, I need this, I need this, I need that. I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't want this, I don't want that. Yeah, or I want this and I want that. Yeah. Remember, yeah, there is. Okay, enough for today, yeah. Use the time wisely. Yeah. Are there some questions? Are there some questions from the community? No? Yes, who's going to read the question?
I want to become a monk, but I want to stay with my family as long as they're alive. I want to care for them. But somehow, due to my mind's instability, I'm not a good son. I always think of doing something good, but I'm unable to finish that task. I always have a fear that is my greatest weakness, and I'm unable to overcome it. Please guide me how to overcome my fear. I'm unable to take a step due to fear.
Yeah, just as what I said, there is fear, then look at it, you know, investigate it, yeah? And investigate what kind of thoughts bring up this fear, and you know, and then destroy these thoughts that bring up the fear. Huh? There is a thought, yeah? Look at it, you know, what brings up fear, yeah? And it is mostly worry about this body, you know, it is mostly worried, yeah. I mean, anything else, yeah. Just what I talked about today. There is fear, yeah, so I'm not the fear, yeah. That's important. Anatta. Next.
Do I really need to have my father's permission for ordaining? He is constantly saying I am mad when I'm not, and saying that he will lock me into a psychiatric hospital. He would say no if I ask him. My father is deluded. I'm a healthy person. He doesn't have sila, and I'm in a toxic relationship with him and other family members, which makes me leave my home and want to ordain. Do I need his acceptance from him? Thank you.
That's a difficult question to answer, yeah. I mean, I cannot answer it like this, you know. I mean, I have to look at the person. And especially the upachaya, you know, has the one who was going to ordain him, you know, I mean, he has to decide. I cannot decide that. But it might be okay, you know, I mean, I don't know. Lots of people in the West have toxic relations with their parents. So. You should love them, yeah? They have brought us up, you know, for 20 years, yeah? I mean, they looked after all our needs for 20 years, yeah? They wiped our ass, you know, from the shit, you know? We puked over them, you know, and that, yeah? And they wiped it off, you know, and they loved us, you know, they cared for us, yeah? I mean, we should have some compassion with them, yeah? Whatever, yeah? So, I mean, this person should get some, yeah, some matter for his parents, you know. I mean, this toxic relationship, you know, towards a family is born in his own heart, yeah. I mean, he can remove that, you know. You cannot remove the thoughts of others, but you can remove your own thoughts, yeah. Next question.
What to do about getting very calm and still in meditation, and the mind loses the object and sort of drifts for some time. Yeah. Then when I have to put effort to get back to the object, the calmness has gone. Yeah. Is there a way I am supposed to stay with the object when I get very calm, rather than let the calm become a new object?
That is the problem. When the calm becomes a new object, you know, our interest in the object that produced the calm, you know, is gone. Huh? And the calm, you know, I mean, he can try it out, yeah? I mean, he can stay with the calm and he will see within a few moments, you know, within a few minutes the calm is gone. Because he does not understand what produced the calm. The side effect of our meditation, of staying with the breath, or staying with the Buddha, produces this calmness, or produces the happiness, or any kind of, you know, a side product. It's a side product, yeah? And then we stay with the side product and don't do our work, you know, I mean, then, you know, the hole fills up again, yeah? But try it out, you know, I mean, see for yourself, you know?
Same person. I find staying at the tip of the nose or using the Buddha mantra very difficult to stay with. But when I stay with the breath and observe it at different points of my body, this gets me very calm and still after some time. Then I switch to just watching the breath near the core of my body, mostly the solar plexus, and maintain awareness there for as long as possible. Do you think this is a good technique to develop
samadhi? No. The solar plexus moves. And if you stay, you know, that's why people, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think it is a Mahasiddhisiddha technique, you know, to stay with the abdomen rising and falling, rising and falling. If he cannot get interested in one point, yeah, then use the breath with the Buddha, yeah, both of them, yeah, until, you know, either the Buddha falls away or the breath falls away. But stay around the tip of the nose, yeah. If he cannot do that, we can never get one point. Yeah. So, I mean, we can feel the whole body, you know, we can feel the whole body, you know, but then we have to stay with the whole body. If we stay with the point, you know, it should be the point around the tip of the nose where we can feel the breath. Yeah? If you feel the whole breath body, you know, we can stay with the whole breath body. But, you know, that is very subtle. Yeah? And it is very easily that we get distracted, yeah, and then we drift off, you know, and we don't know that we drift off. Yeah? So this staying with the whole breath body is a later stage, you know, when we really concentrate, when we really come. No, I mean, solar plexus is not, yeah, and abdomen is not, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of, yeah, I mean, people talk about gut feeling, you know. There's a lot of things, lots of emotions stored up in this area, you know, and then you touch it, you know, and then it disturbs it. But, you know, I mean, as I said, yeah, try it out, yeah, see, yeah. If you can't stay with the breath, or if you can't stay with the Buddha, I mean, you have a problem in your meditation. You should be able to. The mind is, you know, the mind is too fussy, you know, I mean, cannot concentrate on one thing. Okay?
Wie ist ein Altar für den Buddha für zu Hause aufgebaut? Wie hat er auszusehen? Welche Gaben sollten darauf aufgebaut sein und welche werden jeden Tag erneuert?
Was soll das? Was ist denn das für eine Frage? Was hat das damals mit dem Buddha zu tun? Mit sein,
wie ist ein Altar?
So wie man das Gefühl hat, so wie man Faith hat, ne? Wie man Vertrauen zum Buddha hat. Was auch immer man ja, ich weiß es nicht. Ich habe nur eine Buddha-Statue oder ein Buddha-Bild gehabt, das hat mich vollkommen ausgerissen. Es dient doch als Erinnerung. Ne? Und dann machen sie dieses ganze Drumherum, ne? Schau wie die Thais, ne? Und drumherum, ne? Soll halt sich mal das Video anschauen, ne? So, das machen die Thais, ne? Das ist drumherum, das hat nichts mit der Praxis zu tun, ja? Ein Buddha, eine Buddha-Rupa, Buddha-Statue oder Buddha-Bild, you know, reicht doch vollkommen aus. Wir schauen es, bevor wir meditieren, wenn wir uns hinsetzen, schauen wir es an, ne? Und sind dankbar für den erhabenen Buddha, dass er uns den Weg gezeigt hat, und schließen unsere Augen und sind mit dem Buddha oder mit dem Prakt. Na, mit dem Atem. Ja, okay, next.
Ist alles fertig.
Alles. Okay. How shall I make my hair, you know, I mean, before I meditate, what shall I wear, you know? Shall I take a shower before I meditate, you know, I mean. So, any questions? Then we'll go back to our kuti and practice.